今天是六月的第一个礼拜天。
Today is the first Sunday of June.
虽然外面天气看上去好像有点不太像六月，但是确实是六月了。
Although it may not look like June outside, but indeed it is now June.
所以你们如果从我们看到的花草树木，它们按时按季节开花结果生长，我们就知道又是一个时期的到来。
As you see the flowers bloom and the trees turn green, you know that the season has now changed again.
或者是我们的家庭主妇在买菜的时候也注意到一些新鲜的菜，按时菜已经又上市，知道又是一个季节的到来。
Or if you go to the grocery stores, you see some seasonal vegetables are now available in the stores. You know that it's now a new season.
另外，我们可以看看我们的孩子们，他们读书的，在学校的，无论是在小学、中学、高中或者大学的，我们也知道又是一个季节的来到。
And for kids in school, whether it's in elementary or middle school, or high school, or college, you know that it's the end of the year, beginning of another season.
为什么呢？他们现在在这里正在准备考试。要通过这个一年学习下来的，要经过这个考试。
They are approaching final exam week, and this is the end of the year for them.
这个考试是要看看他们这一年学习的如何。
The exams are to test how they've done this year.
他们里面放了多少多少的时间进去，对吧？使得让他们能够考试通过。
How much energy and time they put into their studies so that they can pass these exams?
我们特别知道大学生。他们都是晚上希望晚上工作，可能到晚上一两点钟、三点钟都不睡觉，在准备着考试。
And we know our college kids like to burn the midnight oil, so they may be staying up till 1 or 2 in the morning to prepare for their exams.
他们不但想为自己取得好的成绩，而且也想把好的成绩也让父母也能够高兴。
These good grades is not just for themselves, but for their parents as well.
所以我们知道，这是对学生来讲，他们到了一个要检查他们的工作的时候。
So for students, this is now a time for a checkpoint for checking their progress of the year.
或者对我们这些正在现在还在工作的人也是一样，很多公司到了这个时候都是要进行再重新检查一下你今年一年的业绩。
For those of us who are employed, this is now a time in many companies for a mid-year review.
所以我想这一年里面每一个工作的在单位里面工作的都会有知道。一定要为了去今年这样的每一年有这样的来检查努力的工作。
And these reviews are placed there for us for these workers to know that they need to work hard all year long in order to prepare for these performance reviews.
所以在跟老板一起在检查你的工作时候，你能够向老板说明我今年做了什么，哪些业绩，对吧？能够让老板继续满意。
So when you're sitting down with your manager to review what you've done this year, you can present to him.All the things that you've worked on and worked hard on this year, so you can continue to do well at your job.
而且你为了达到这个，有可能你牺牲了很多很多在家庭里面跟家里面一起和孩子或者妻子们一起的度假时间，你要牺牲。
In order to have a successful mid-year review, you may have sacrificed a lot of time with your family and maybe some vacation time with your children.
而且你在工作的时候和同事之间有一些矛盾压力，你要忍受。
Maybe you've had to put up with some.Difficulties with coworkers throughout the year.
你为的是你能够在你的审查中能够真是能够显出你是一个真是一个你兢兢业业在里面工作的人。
But you dealt with all of these things just so that you can present to your manager that you were a diligent, a hard worker.
或者说，也就是另外一句话说，你还能够保住你这个工作或者你这个饭碗。
In other words, you are doing that so that you can keep your job.
那我们来看看对一些。已经退休的我们的那个爷爷奶奶们，他们有没有这方面的检查呢
？So what about the retired people? Do they have a mid-year checkpoint?
对啊，他们已经没有老板来检查他们今年做的怎么样了。
They don't have a boss watching over them anymore, see what they've done this year.
所以他们非常高兴，我在想他们很轻松的
I think that they must be pretty relaxed.
所以他们有母亲节和父亲节，他们可以过嘛在这里
So they just enjoy that the holidays like Mother's Day and Father's Day.
但是我想他们自己心里面也知道。还是有一个时间，有一个限制在里面要检查他们。
But I think within their hearts, they also know to have a time frame to check on their lives.
当我们一年一年过来的时候，我们想这个眼睛也看得不太清楚了血压也高了，或者说身体各方面走路走不多了，人聚会的时候可能也不能坐的时间长了
As years go by, their eyesight begins to dim and they walk slower. They may not be able to sit as comfortably throughout even a meeting.
所以他们也知道，实际上也是有一个点要在检查，要回到医院检查，也是 也慢慢慢慢越接近一个点，这个点当然我们不想说，但是知道这是一个极限在这里。
They may have exams as well, maybe exams at a hospital, and they all know they're approaching a certain deadline. The deadline is something we don't want to talk about, but we all know it's there.
那我们再来看看我们啊，我们兄弟姐妹，我们在教会，我们说我们认识神的人，我们在这里有没有达到一个点我们需要检查的？
What about all of us who are serving in church? Do we have a certain checkpoint for us as well?
我们要一年检查一次呢，有没有这样的检查呢？
Do we have an annual review?
刚才我们肖亚姐妹说神是慢慢做工的，所以我们五年看一看吧。
Our sister Alice said earlier, God does work slowly, maybe a 5-year checkup.
我们好像在这里，至少在这里没有看到我们有这样检查，对吧？我们报告执事什么，没有说检查一下你今年做的怎么样啊？啊
？We don't have this kind of annual review with the deacons. Don't meet with each one of you and do review of what you've done, how you've done every year.
或者你查经怎么样？每个人在家里面今天读了多少啦？今年一年下来也读了多少啦？有没有这样的检查
？Or to grill you about how much Bible you've read this year.
我们这里没有这个检查。
We don't have that kind of review.
但你要知道，刚才也特别讲到，神做工是慢慢做。
But as we said earlier, God works slowly.
但实际上不是神慢慢做，是神给我们的恩典。
Not because He is slow, but it is the grace that He's given us.
他给我们时间，要我们来成长。
He gives us time for us to grow.
所以我们今天我们一起，我们对我们教会来讲，我们今天也达到了一个点，我们是一个系列叫做啊帐幕的这个系列。
Today we'll continue on the series of studying about the tabernacle.
今天到这里的时候，这个帐幕就要立起来。
So today we'll talk about the erection of the tabernacle.
那么今天这个帐幕就要立起来的时候，我们要特别要讲到的一点，今天呢讲的是一个圣膏。
So among the series today we'll talk about one thing, which is the anointing oil.
所以我们现在可以看一下。我们可以也可以打开圣经，是在出埃及记的第四十章最后一章。
You turn with me to Exodus chapter 40.
在这里呢，我读一节中文，然后 Vicky 读一节英文，我们两个轮流读，然后你们就跟着听和看。
We'll take turns reading from the pulpit. You can follow along.
那么我要从三十九节的最后。三十九章的最后一节读起。
We'll actually start from chapter 39, the very last verse of chapter 39.
耶和华怎样吩咐的，他们就怎样做了。摩西看见一切的工都做成了，就给他们祝福。
Chapter 40, verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying,
正月初一，你要立起帐幕。
You shall place the ark of testimony there, and you shall screen the ark with the veil.
把桌子搬进去，摆设上面的物，把灯台搬进去，点其上的灯。
Moreover, you shall set the gold altar of incense before the ark of testimony, and set up the veil for the doorway to the tabernacle.
把燔祭坛安在幕门前，帐幕门前。
You shall set the laver between a tent of meeting and the altar, and put water in it.
又在四围立圆围，把院子的门帘挂上。
Then you shall take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that's in it, and shall consecrate it and all its furnishings, and it shall be holy.
又要抹燔祭坛和一切的器具，使坛成圣，就都成为至圣。
You shall anoint the laver and its stand and consecrate it.
要使亚伦和他的儿子到会幕门口来，用水洗身。
You shall put the holy garments on Aaron and anoint him and consecrate him, that he may minister as a priest to me.
又要使他儿子来给他们穿上内袍。
And you shall anoint them even as you have anointed their father, that they may minister as priests to me, and their anointing will qualify them for a perpetual priesthood throughout their generations.
摩西这样行，都是照耶和华所吩咐他的。
Verse 17, now in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, the tabernacle was erected.
所以我们这个系列可以说超过半年了哈，超过半年，因为从洞庭开始讲起的话。
We've been discussing the series for more than half a year now.
那么我们今天来到今天这里头，我们已经看见摩西检查了所有的一些，所有的每一个项目都做好了，他看见就说一切都做好了，然后呢给他们都祝福。
Today we've come to the point where Moses was able to examine all of the work and see that it has done well. And
他是怎么检查的呢？他是就是说耶和华怎么吩咐的，他们就怎么做。
He had examined it according to what the Lord has commanded. If the Lord has commanded it, they have done so, then it's good.
然后第四十章第一节说，耶和华晓谕摩西说，正月初一你要立起帐幕。
And in chapter 40, we see the Lord said to Moses, on the first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting.
你有没有注意到，这个时间神说要立起这个帐幕的时候，他没有在一上来吩咐摩西要做每样器具的时候，他没有说这句话。
The Lord did not give Moses the date for setting up the tabernacle when they began the work.
前面他给了每一项做每一项工作都非常非常的仔细，非常仔细，但他没有给出任何时间你必须完成。
The Lord gave detailed instructions on how to complete each item of work, but He didn't say when they need to have them done by.
所以等到我们在这里看到的时候，在这里当摩西检查一切工作完成的时候
，When Moses examined all the work and saw that they were completed.
然后神才说，正月初一，你要立起帐幕。
Then the Lord instructed them to set up the tabernacle on the first day of the first month.
然后你再注意看到第十七节的时候，摩西是。第十七节怎么记载？第二年正月初一，帐幕就立起来了。
And verse 17, we see it says, "Now in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, the tabernacle was erected."
这里记载的是因为他们犹太人从埃及出来之后，还记得不记得三个月到了何烈山
？You remember that when the Israelites left Egypt, it took them 3 months to get to Mount Horeb.
从那个时候开始，神叫他们开始造这个帐幕。
And that is the time when the Lord gave instructions about building of a tabernacle.
所以到了第二年的时候，在这里可以说他出埃及一年以后，那么也就是说造了这个帐幕大概用了，可以说你说用了八个月或者九个月。
Now they've come to the second year after they left Egypt, so the building of the tabernacle took about 8 or 9 months.
但这个时间神没有给他们限制。
And the amount of time to work.The Lord did not limit.
你再回去看到第二节，刚才第二节的话，正月初一你要立起帐幕，神没有说第二年、第三年。
The Lord said, "The first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle." He never said what year they need to do by.
但是我们看到，他们以色列人在这里，他们花了大概八个月到九个月的时间，他们把它做成了。
But the Israelites did complete their work in about 8 or 9 months.
而且神是喜悦的。
And the Lord was pleased by it.
我们看到这个整个帐幕的时候，他们做的都是按照神所吩咐的一切的话去做。
Because each item that they constructed was according to the instruction of the Lord.
那么我们从这个整个他们造的过程中到现在这一章四十章的时候，我们来回顾一下，就很快回顾一下几个重点在他们造会幕的这个过程。
We'll first quickly review some of the important points during the construction of the tabernacle.
第一个是甘心乐意。
The first point is whoever was willing and their hearts moved them to do and to offer, those were the ones that worked on it.
所有的材料神说是要大家奉献，但是甘心乐意。
All the materials were offered up, were from free will offering from the people who were willing.
他特别吩咐摩西说，凡愿意甘心乐意的，你都可以收下。
And he also instructed Moses to accept those offerings that were from a free will offering.
所以这些材料在那里神给他们讲的时候，已经一项一项都说明是需要哪些材料，但是要一定要甘心乐意。
The Lord did give Moses a list of materials he needs, but he asked them to only accept from those who were offering willingly.
但是注意到，神没有给他们任何时间说你必须什么时间完成。
Again, remember God did not give him a timeline to finish this by.
你要知道，这真是神的恩典。
It is indeed the grace of the Lord.
这些犹太人在埃及的时候，你们知道到最后什么地步？他们要做砖，不给他们吵，但是还要按期完成任务。
The Israelites before they left Egypt, they were living a very sad life. They didn't have the materials to build the bricks they need to build, but yet they have deadlines to finish these work.
所以我们刚才前面讲的一些事，我们包括我们工作的，在学校的，你都有一个叫做到期的日子。
So as earlier I said, each of us, whether we're students or whether we're employed workers, we all have deadlines and checkpoints.
可是我们看到我们神在做工的时候，他给了这个时间，可以说是最最大的恩典。
But our Lord is so gracious with His timeline of work.
我们可以到后面一直联系到我们后面，我们耶稣包括耶稣来 和将来再要来，我们也可以跟联系到我们实际的生活情况，知道这确确实实是个恩典。
And later on, we'll look at Jesus and his teachings and how it applies to our life. We can really see it as really the grace of the Lord.
还有，我刚才讲的是第三点，对不起，我的第二点呢，就讲到所有所造的都是按照耶和华所吩咐的一切的去做。
So the deadline thing, the point three I've already talked about. The second point is that, that what Moses did was exactly as according to what the Lord commanded.
然后到了第四点的时候，我们注意到，就刚才我们才，刚才我跟 Vicky 一起念的第四十章，神他要用膏油去膏一切器具里面。
And the fourth point is what we read earlier in chapter 40 is that God required all these things to be consecrated.
包括祭司亚伦和他的儿子。
Including Aaron and his sons.
我们可以想想，他为什么神他要用最后还要用一个膏来膏抹
？Why is it necessary that they be anointed with oil at the end？
你要知道，他每一件器具做的时候，他都精选材料，包括都是用金所包起来的。
All of the items and articles within the tabernacles were built carefully and overlaid with gold.
难道这些我们都知道，这金不代表神的性情吗？不是圣洁吗
？Doesn't gold represent the character of God？
不是公义吗
？Doesn't it mean holiness and righteousness？
为什么在这里还要需要有膏油去膏它
？Why does it still require an oil to anoint it？
而且神在这里特别说，用膏去膏每一个器件和人，使他们成圣。
Specifically, the scripture said that God said to anoint each item, within the tabernacle, as well as the priests will be serving in the tabernacle.
好，那么我们下面就来看一看这个圣膏到底是在这里代表了什么。
So let's look at the anointing oil and see what that means.
所以我们可以翻到圣经还是出埃及记第三十章。
If you turn with me also in Exodus to chapter 30.
我跟 Vicky 来念。然后你们可以听和跟着读就可以。
We'll continue reading from the pulpit, and you can follow along.
是在出埃及记三十章。
Chapter 30, from verse.
我们从二十二节开始念起。
From verse 22.
耶和华晓谕摩西说。
Verse 23. Take also for yourself the finest of spices, of flowing myrrh, 500 shekels, and of fragrant cinnamon, half as much, 250, and of fragrant cane, 250.
桂皮五百舍克勒，都按着圣所的瓶，又取橄榄油一新。
You shall make of these a holy anointing oil, a perfume mixture, the work of a perfumer. It shall be a holy anointing oil.
要用这膏油抹会幕和法柜。
And the table and all its utensils, and the lampstand and its utensils, and the altar of incense.
燔祭坛和坛的一切器具。洗折盆和盆座。
You shall also consecrate them that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them shall be holy.
要膏亚伦和他的儿子，使他们成为圣，可以给我供祭司的职分。
You shall speak to the sons of Israel, saying, "This shall be a holy anointing oil to me throughout your generations."
不可倒在别人的身上，也不可按这调和之法做与此相似的。这膏油是圣的，你们也要以为圣。
Whoever shall mix any like it, or whoever puts any of it on a layman, shall be cut off from his people.
我们现在看，这神在这里特别讲到这膏油的时候，讲的也很细，每一要用什么东西开始做起来。
So it's a very detailed description of the ingredients, to make this, anointing oil.
而且我们现在这里讲一下，就是说，等到耶稣来的时候。跟我们讲到圣灵的时候，也是非常讲得非常非常的细。
Just like when Jesus came, he had a very detailed description and teaching about the Holy Spirit.
好，那么我们就来先看一看神在这里他用了哪些的材料，在这里有总共有四种香料，他来做成加上油橄榄油来做成这个叫做圣膏。
So the anointing oil is made of four different spices and olive oil.
那么第一个是没药。
First is myrrh.
所有的材料里面，他们要的都是上好的这些香料。
So of course the Lord asks for the finest of spices.
那么没药，我们实际上在圣经里面常常看到哈。
Myrrh is something that you've seen in other places in the Bible.
这个图的旁边就是它的树干、树枝，它是在一种树上的材料。
It came from a plant. as you'll see.
这边，然后旁边一边呢，它是里面提炼，相当于流出来的，是流出来的汁，干了之后。
So the other picture is it's oil when it's dried.
那就像你们可能有的时候会看到那个松树哈，它如果皮破的时候，或者是。这个枫树，它那个枝你搞破了之后，它有汁流出来，那汁那浆汁。
Kind of like when you see a fir tree or a pine tree, when you cut its bark, you'll see that there's oil leaking out of it, stickiness.
我们先看到这个第一个，它是香的。
So first of all, myrrh smells fragrant.
但是它这个一定是要从树皮它被划了一刀之后，或者说有了鞭伤之后。它才能流出这个这样的汁来。
And it can only be extracted when the tree is cut.
所以我们在这里可以，我们先看看那神用的这些香料里面，当第一个都是植物哈，都是植物。
So all these spices all came from plants.
那么我们再看到这个，既然这个树要被划了一个口，它才能有这样子的没药流出来。
So you can only extract myrrh from the plant when the tree is injured or harmed, it's because you have to cut it.
对这棵树来讲，它是受了伤。
So to this tree, it's been harmed.
但受了伤之后，但它里面所流出来的是芳香。
But the produce from its injury is fragrant.
所以神在这里用了第一个药，他要用的是叫没药。
So this is the first spice, it's called myrrh.
那我们可以以后跟慢慢联系起来，你自己想到。跟耶稣哈，耶稣在上十字架受鞭伤的时候，他的皮被打破，他的血流出来的时候，你可以想想有这样的情景哈，是不是在神在那个时候已经给我们有这个样的啊，像那预示告诉我们。
This picture of a cut tree reminds me when Jesus before Jesus went on the cross, he was beaten and his skin was broken and injured for us.
那么还有两样东西呢，一个呢叫做肉桂。
The second spice is cinnamon.
还有一个呢，是后面叫桂皮。
And the third spice is called cassia.
那这两个东西实际上看上去好像有点相似，但是把这里先放给大家看一下。
These two spices look pretty similar.
那香肉桂呢，它取用的是树皮下面的那一段那个材质。
Cinnamon came from bark from. Under the bark of the tree.
Under the bark of the tree. 但是它是不同的，有点不同的树种。你可以看到两边，它这边还是有点皮，但是你要看到下面的那个它树皮下面的那些材质。
It's material that you can find under the bark.
那么旁边这边右边哈，这边和后边那边，它是这个就是那个桂皮，大家很做主妇的，他们常常用桂皮来烧卤鸡蛋啊，或者卤肉啊，都是这样子的东西，很喜欢。
The other spice is called cassia. Many of The ladies at church use this spice to make dishes, Chinese dishes.
所以在这里我们有看到又是一个牺牲，什么牺牲？也是树上的皮和树上的皮下面的肉拿出来在这里做香料。
So these spices also came from the tree sacrificing its bark and its flesh underneath the bark.
虽然桂皮的皮样子很难看，但是里面它有香。
Even though those two spices, they look not very appealing, but they smell fragrant.
So we can from 另外一方面来看，我们看看我们的主耶稣基督仍然一样在十字架上被钉上的时候是怎么样的，他身体是怎么样的裂开来。
This also reminds me of when Jesus was crucified on a cross. His body was so broken.
而且他的你记得那个鞭伤打他的时候，上面拉下来的时候，上面还带着他的皮。
And you know that when he was stricken with these whips, his skin came off with the whip.
在那个临上十字架之前，他也说他的身体是为我们所裂开。
And as he was on the cross, we know that he said his body was broken for us.
而且特别在上个星期天再上个星期天讲到我讲到里面讲的幕幔也是一样，代表他的裂开。
A couple of weeks ago, we talked about the veil, how it was broken.
还有特别讲到耶稣也讲到他的肉是可以吃的。
And Jesus also said his flesh can be eaten.
所以我们在旁边看到那个香肉桂不但是香，我们也是做菜的时候做香料的时候常常用它是可以吃的。
So these spices not only are they fragrant, they can be they're edible.
我们想从这些方面来看，神在选这些材料的时候，他的心意到底是要向我们显明什么
？I think as the Lord chose these spices, he has a will in it.
我们再先看下面一个，另外一个，
so、
这个中文叫做菖蒲。
So the last spice is cane.
Yes, 它也是 英文也叫甜的哈，它也是很香的。
It's where sugar came from, sugar cane.
但它这个东西呢，长在了它是很容易长。它有时候你在这里常看到它的路边的沟水沟里面，它要有水的地方，就湿地的地方，它就能够长。
These things grow easily. Anywhere where it's wet or it's swampy, it can grow.
但是它有香味出来。
But it smells good.
它也是要把它磨碎了之后，它香味就出来。
But in order to have the fragrance, you have to grind it down.
我们在看到的时候，我们有没有想到主耶稣也跟我们说过，他说你们人是宝贵的，对不对？你看那个花，一朵花，它那个一朵花，它现在的样子，它所罗门最荣华的时候所穿戴的都不如这朵花。
Remember what Lord Jesus said, how precious we are because, remember he said that he described that the most beautiful lily is more beautiful than the most.Glorious days of Solomon.
So, 你看神所造，包括他说草，他明天就丢在火里，可是他还可以这样的打扮。
Even though this grass and flower they do wither quickly, but they're so beautiful because they're the Lord's creation.
所以我们这里看到神在这里选用了四种材料香料的时候，有山上的，也有很看不起、经不起的，就路旁的这些草。
So these four spices the Lord has chosen, some of them came from trees.And some come from swampy land.
从树里面，他要取它的汁，让它破伤之后，它的汁流出来，还用它的皮，用来做香料。
From the trees, the Lord used its oil when you cut the tree, and as well as its bark.
当他们把放到一起的时候，用放到橄榄油的时候，这就做成了叫做膏油。
So when you put these spices together in olive oil, that becomes the anointing oil.
而且神用这个膏油。来膏一切所证实的会幕里面的所有器具，包括会幕。
And this anointing oil is used to anoint every single article within the tabernacle and its priests.
包括那个月柜。
Including the ark of testimony.
还有这个这会幕以外的坛献祭的坛。
And the altar.
都膏抹它。
All of these are to be anointed with the oil.
所以想想看，光是这种我们在我们人也看就是说看上它的价值，你跟金子比的话。也算不上什么。
So look at this concoction of the anointing oil as compared to the gold. You think that the oil is not worth much.
可是，在神他就能够把它们做成一个可以说圣的膏油。
But to the Lord, this is holy.
它可以用来抹一切的器具，无论是石头做的，是金子做的，还是木头做的，它都要抹。
He will use it to anoint every single creation, every single article, whether it's made of wood or gold.
所以，只有帮它被抹完之后。才能够成圣。
Only after it's been anointed with the oil can be called holy and consecrated.
所以我们在这里特别看到哈，我们看到神的做工方法，让我们慢慢能够看到这个圣膏油在这里所代表的、所预示的是什么。
So as we see God works in this way, we come to understand what this oil means.
那么我们再来看到哈，在这里在三十一节的时候，你要对以色列人说：“这油我要世世代代以为圣膏油。”
And in verse 31, he said, You shall speak to the sons of Israel, saying, This shall be a holy anointing oil through me, to me throughout your generations.
这是第一个，他说是圣膏油。
It's holy.
32节，不可倒在人的身上。
In verse 32, the Lord said, They cannot be poured on anybody's body.
也不可以按这个调和之法哈来做相似的东西。
And you can't make anything like it with the same proportions.
在32章那个32节里面特别说到，这膏油是圣的。神又在这里重复了一遍，这膏油是圣的。
He again says in verse 32, it is holy.
你们也要以为圣。
And it shall be holy to you.
所以不但神在这里说这是圣的，你们也要以为是圣。所以叫我们也要认为是不是圣。
So not only is it holy, it shall be considered holy to us too.
所以，那么我们再继续往下看的时候，33节。凡调和与之相似的，或将这膏膏在别人身上的，这人要从民中拣出。
Again, the Lord instructs in verse 32, whoever shall mix any like it, or whoever puts any of it on a layman, shall be cut off from his people.
在这里我们可以看到，如果说所谓的别人身上膏在别人的身上，如果他不知道，他没有这个救恩，或者没有这神，他尊敬敬畏这个神的话，他们用来是做别的用处。神说这样的人是要被剪除的。
So if you use it for any other use other than anointing what God said to anoint, if you put it on any person who is not the person that God says to anoint, you will be cut off from your people.
因为我们知道这个是 代表着我们的主耶稣基督，代表着圣灵，包括代表着神他自己。
Because this represents the Holy Spirit and God Himself.
所以很多地方我们确实你注意看到的时候，是神和他的子耶稣基督还有圣灵，他们都是在一起，都是在一起。
So this is again showing us how the Lord, Himself and His Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit is all one.
好，那么下面我们呢来看一看，在新约里面哈、啊，在新约里面特别讲到的。在旧约里面给我们看的图画，然后我们到新约里面的时候是什么？
So now we've seen this picture of the anointing oil in the Old Testament. Now let's look at what it says about it in the New Testament.
对，我们在这进入这个之前的时候，我们神刚才讲到这些，你们也要以为圣的时候，这是圣膏油，是圣的时候。
Remember, the Lord said, "This oil is holy, and it shall be holy to you."
你知道神在这个讲完这个话，他神知道不知道后来以色列人的他们的所作？是不是让神非常非常的伤心？
Do you think God knows at that time when He said these things that the Israelites will do things in the future that will hurt His heart?
刚才我们读到这个帐幕立起来之后，神的荣光充满了会幕。
Earlier we read when the tabernacle was set up and erected, God's glory filled the place.
然后他们就开始起行，向神所允许他们之地，向那里开始一天一天的走那里路程。
And they began their journey as the Lord had commanded them to.
可是走到了河边，约旦河边的时候，在那里摩西还要再把在这里所讲的重新跟以色列人重新再讲一遍。
But you know, later on, as they approached the River Jordan, Moses needed to teach them and preach to them again, all over again, what he had preached to them earlier.
所以他们到那个时候，刚刚实际上不久，大概几年的功夫，他们已经开始忘记神在这段的恩典。
So what the Lord has shown them, the grace that God has shown them earlier in their journey, they have forgotten just a couple of years later.
而且神的话语
along with His word.
然后等到他们再过了约旦河之后，约书亚又要再跟他们重复神要再跟他们所讲的话。
And after they crossed the Jordan, Joshua taught them all over again. He read the law again.
然后你知道吗？等到再过了段时间，他神所这些拣选的这些祭司，一个个继位的祭司。都不合神的心意。
And later on, you'll see that these priests from the line of Aaron, they were not pleasing to the Lord's heart.
以至于你知道吗？在哈拿，他在要求向神求他的儿子，他没有生儿子，他在求的时候，这个时候神让他看见，神也需要一位在他面前能够做忠心祭司的人。
And later on, at the time of Hannah, remember when she was praying for a son at the temple, the Lord showed her that he needs.A priest that's fitting to serve in his house.
然后到了撒母耳，这一位是合神心意。
Then came Samuel, who was a priest that God is pleased by.
可是不久，等到撒母耳老的时候，他的儿子要接位他又不行。
And then when Samuel was old, his sons they weren't great either.
然后你一直看，然后神兴起了多少先知，一再一再的再把神在这里向他们所说的律法。再向他以色列人显明，再次显明。
And as history goes on, God raised the prophets to speak to the Israelites to remind them of His word and His laws.
以至于到耶稣来之前，神不说话。
To the point, and the Israelites did not listen. To the point of about 400 years before Jesus came, the Lord did not speak to them anymore.
你当到一个人如果在一起没有什么话说的话，你知道里面一定有什么问题。
You know how when two people have nothing to say to each other, there's obviously a problem between them.
如果两个人在一起有很多很多话说不完，这个就表示他们相当的能够接近，相当的亲近。
You can tell an intimacy of relationship between two people by seeing how much they have to say to each other.
所以在这个时候，在他们建立会幕的时候，这是你看见神跟他们说了那么多的话。
At the time of building of the tabernacle, God had a lot to say to them.
神是喜悦的。
He was pleased.
因为他们跟神说，你所吩咐的一切诫命，我们都遵守。
Because the Israelites told the Lord, "Whatever you command, we will do."
我们再回到创世纪的时候，神只给亚当和夏娃一条诫命。
In the days of Genesis, God only gave Adam and Eve one command.
就一棵树上的果子你不能吃。
That is to not eat from the fruit of this one particular tree.
可是他们没能守住。
But they couldn't do it.
可是到了出埃及记在这里时候，你看神给了他们多少诫命在里面。
And at this point in Exodus, God gave the Israelites so many laws.
我们知道是十诫有十条。
We know that there are 10 commandments.
但是里面你去看的时候， 包括从后面民数记，从埃及记，然后民数记开始，一直往后面到生命记，很多很多的律法在里面都是神吩咐的。
But if you continue reading in Exodus and Numbers and Deuteronomy, you'll see that God has listed many, many laws for the Israelites.
这也是告诉我们，神真是喜悦他们，他愿意向他的人、他的民，能够把他的心意，告诉我们。
This is a sign of God being pleased with His people because He wants to talk to His people.
你要知道，如果神他自己不能成就这些律法的话，他叫人守，人也是守不住的。
And we know that if God couldn't deal with these laws Himself, people as people couldn't obey them.
所以我们知道，后来我们的主耶稣来的时候，他是成全了一切的律法。
And our Jesus was the one who fulfilled all these laws.
那么我们在这里上看到整个，如果在神的讲这里，膏油，他用膏油去膏所有的祭司，包括他们的以后来接替祭司的和以后的先知和君王，都是用这个圣膏去膏。
And the anointing oil on people is to be used on priests, on prophets, and on all the kings in the future.
但你读到旧约的时候，你知道有几个这个王是让神是摸到神的心意的。
But as you read on in Old Testament, you know that there were very few kings that really pleased God's heart.
有几个祭司他是真正让人按照神所吩咐的去行的。
There were only few priests who were able to do what God called them to do.
那么多的先知里面，有几位是真正神所兴起的先知？
And among the prophets, there's only a few that truly spoke the word of the Lord.
而且是一直等到我们的主耶稣他来。
Until the day of Jesus.
所以你这时候再回想我们的神的心情，可以说是多么的沉重。
You can see throughout the Old Testament history how heavy our God's heart must be.
当神六天造所有的天地万物，包括人的时候，神看的一切都是好的。他就定第七日为安息日，他是喜悦。
After God created the heaven and earth and people in six days, he was pleased by that and he rested on the seventh day.
然后不久之后，然后就可以人和天上天使一起又做了许多恶，在神让神的眼睛看到尽是尽都是恶。
And not soon after that, men and his angels did things that were not happy to the Lord and caused him to see evil in his eyes.
然后神用洪水来做惩罚。
And the Lord punished the earth with a flood.
用凡有气息的都叫他们灭亡。
And he killed everything that had breath on the earth.
你要知道神的心里是什么心情吗？那个时候。
But you know how that made God feel, though.
你知道在这里出埃及的时候，你可以看到神真是他的心意得到满足的时候，当他心意在这里被得到满足的时候，他的荣光就向这些人显现。
And here in Exodus, when the Israelites were pleasing to God's heart and God was pleased by what they have done, His glory filled their tabernacle.
在这个出埃及记的最后一章四十节的最后的时候，当这个帐幕立起来的时候，神的荣光充满了整个会幕。
And as you can see in the end of Exodus in chapter 40, when the tabernacle was erected, God's glory filled the tent of meeting.
为什么？因为这个是人甘心乐意在这里奉献所做的。
Because this is something that's built out of free will desire of man's heart for God.
而且是一切是按照神所吩咐的所做的。
And everything that was built was according to God's command.
而是神没有给他们时间限制，可是他们殷勤地在这里做，没有一天拖懒。
Even though they did not have a deadline from the Lord, but they worked diligently to have this completed.
他们也守安息日。
And they kept their Sabbath.
所以在这里神的心情被达到满足。
So this, what they did, caused God's heart to be pleased.
所以在继续往下看的时候，神没有再这样的向人显现他的荣光。
But after this, God never showed his glory like this again.
一直到我们的主耶稣，当他在受洗的时候。
Until the day when Jesus was baptized.
天就开了。
That day the heaven opened.
有声音从天上说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
There's a voice coming from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am pleased."
那神的灵就像鸽子一样降在我们的主耶稣身上。
And the Spirit of the Lord, like a dove, descended upon Jesus.
所以有没有再让我们看见神再次的心意达到满足，得到喜悦，是在他的儿子的身上
？Here we see that God's heart is pleased in His Son.
所以他用膏，用圣灵来膏我们的主。
So then the Lord was anointed.
所以圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们又一直在一起。
Anointed with the Holy Spirit. That's the moment you see the Father and the Son and the Spirit together.
所以中文基督就是英文的意思，就是 Christ， 他的意思就是受膏者。
The word Christ means the anointed one.
所以我们在这里的膏，从神在这里向 以色列人启示的这个膏油，他们说要世世代代以为圣膏油。
So this anointing oil that is to be holy throughout generations is a foreshadowing of the Holy Spirit.
好，那么我们现在来看看我们的主耶稣，他来告诉我们这个圣灵。
So let's see what Jesus says about the Holy Spirit.
所以他受了一切的鞭伤，为啊在受鞭伤之前，他把圣灵向我们启示。
Before he suffered scourging at the hands before he was crucified, he taught about the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看的时候，可以在这里，我们先看啊，是在约翰福音里面第十四章。
First, let's look at the Gospel of John, chapter 14.
14章的15节到17节，然后26节，25节，26节。
John chapter 14, verses 15 to 17, and then verse 25 and 26.
这个呢，刚才打的是中文呢，这个呢是英文。
So, I have the English scripture on the wall right now.
这里主耶稣是这样跟我们啊，他在上十字架之前跟他的门徒说，你们若爱我，必遵守我的命令。
This is what Jesus taught his disciples. If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
所以这个跟在埃及犹太人在做会幕的时候同样的一句话遵守我的命令。
The words keeping my commandments is the same as what the Lord asked of the Israelites back when.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper.
叫他永远与你们同在。
That he may be with you forever.
你们知道吗？什么叫保惠师哈？
在
这里或者说叫做安慰师啊，安慰师。
His name is a helper or comforter. Do you know what that means?
或者说我们在我们日常生活中，如果你遇到一些问题，或者你做学生的也去问啊，你有 counselor 啊，你不叫 counselor 就说顾问了，顾问或者说参谋，或者你啊，包括你要结婚之前也要去做一些咨询啊。
You know, as a student, when you have a question, you go to your counselor, you go to your advisor, before you get married, you go to counseling with premarital counselor.
对啊，如果你是做学生去问的话，我想这个他们都是已经经历过的，都已经做过学生，他们也工作的时候，他们有这样经历才能辅导你。
And these counselors or advisors, they're people who have gone through what you're going through, so they can give you advice.
或者说你要开始结婚之前要去找 counselor 啊，找那个。顾问来做辅导的话，也是要，我想他一定，你要找的也是要他结过婚的哈，至少要。
So for premarital counseling, I think it'll be wise for you to go see a counselor who is married so that he can give you advice.
你就可能想的可能他是越老越好啊。
Or maybe the older the better because they have more things to say.
因为他经历了很多各种各样的难处，可能经历过。
They may have experienced a lot of things in their marriage that they can share with you.
或者说你去找一位虽然是哈佛大学毕业的，他只读过所有的书，但他自己没有结过婚的话，我想你会不会相信他说给你的所有的？
You may not believe someone who has all the education in the world, but no real life experience.
所以在这里，他说要赐给我们一位保惠师。
So the Lord said He will give us a helper or a comforter.
你有没有看到这个保惠师？他什么时候就在做会幕的时候，是不是在膏油里面就在
？And this helper and comforter is in that anointing oil.
在耶稣受洗的时候，他是不是在
？He was present when Jesus was baptized.
当耶稣在上十字架的时候，你说他是不是在
？And was he present when Jesus went on the cross?
所以他也经历过这一切。
And this helper or comforter, he experienced all these things.
让我们继续往下看的话，十七节就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为他们不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Verse 17 said, That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you.
所以在这里耶稣告诉我们这位保惠师就是真理的圣灵。
So Jesus said, this helper or comforter, he is the Spirit of truth.
因为别人世人是见不不认识他的。
The world does not know him.
但是你们认识他。
But you know him.
为什么他认识他？因为他们认识主耶稣基督，他们跟主在一起。
You know him because you know Jesus.
所以又看到圣灵和主在一起。
So we see that the Spirit and Jesus is together.
而且还不要忘记，我们讲的膏油的时候，它是有香气的。虽然我们不能看见，它有香气。
And remember, we said the anointing oil is fragrant. So this helper, we may not see him, but we can sense his fragrance.
所以我们这里常看到，我们圣灵好像我们也是肉眼看不见。但是它就跟那个香气也像，我们是肉眼看不见，但是我们可以闻到。
So the Holy Spirit is like a fragrance. You can't see it with your eyes, but you can sense it.
所以我们可以，我们的灵，只有灵 跟灵才能接触。
And we sense it in our spirit.
所以在这里再次讲到刚才说的膏，香膏的膏，不能去抹别的人，也不能抹在人的身上。
Again, we're reminded, it said earlier that this anointing oil cannot be on anybody.
所以对这些膏，就是它不膏任何来自于肉体的东西。
It's not to touch anything that's from the flesh.
只有灵才对灵才有做膏的作用。
It only applied to the spirit.
所以耶稣也讲要从灵生的才是。
So Jesus said, only those who are born of the Spirit is of the Spirit.
那我们再继续看十四章的二十五节的时候，我还与你们同住的时候，已将这些话对你们说了。
Verse 25 of chapter 14 says, These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you.
但保惠师，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you.
所以在这里，刚才我们所读的这些章节，实际上我就选了几节出来。你看见我们的主耶稣给我们介绍这位圣灵的时候，他也是那么详详细细的一条一条的告诉我们。
So when Jesus is introducing the Holy Spirit to us, He gave us these details about Him.
那么如果我们玻璃上面还登了圣经章节，如果你要去看的话呢，在约翰第十六章里面还有。
There are other more detailed description of the Holy Spirit in John chapter 16.
但我这里呢没有把 slide 摆出来，但是呢证明
print that out.
对，我可以在这里很快的读一下，就是说，然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不能到你们这里来；我若去，他就来。
In verse 7 of chapter 16 says, But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
在这里实际上主耶稣他给了我们从他整个主耶稣来到我们这世上的时候，我们知道他又再一次把这个以色列人在埃及的时候造会幕的情景再一次向我们显明。
Here I feel like when Jesus came on this earth, he showed us again the whole scene of the Israelites building of the tabernacle.
以色列人他们花了大概八个月到九个月做成了这个工。
It took the Israelites about 8 or 9 months to complete the work.
然后我们刚读的时候也知道，摩西检查完了之后，看一切都好的给他们祝福，都是按照神的所吩咐所做的。
And you know that Moses examined the work and found that it was according to the command of the Lord, and he blessed it.
然后神就说好。正月初一要立起帐幕。
And then the Lord said, on the first day of the first month, you can set up the tabernacle.
然后用这膏油去膏一切的器具，从里到外。
And then after you set it up, you are to anoint everything with the oil.
那我们在这里，主耶稣告诉我们说，他如果不去，圣灵的保惠师就不能拆下来。
And here Jesus said, if he does not go away, then the Holy Spirit will not come.
因为这个真帐幕还没有做成。
Because the true tabernacle is yet to be built.
而且要等到我们的主耶稣做成了之后，回到父那里，跟父告诉他一切都做成了，是按照你的旨意的时候，圣灵才能够下来。
The true tabernacle is only completed when the Lord finished His work on the cross and is ascended to the Father, and the Father sees that all is done according to His command. Then He will send the Holy Spirit.
如果你去读这个出埃及记的时候，你真正看到他的膏用这个圣膏去膏这个祭司的时候，他不是那么简单就把它浇上去。
If you read in detail in the Old Testament, the anointing of the priest is not so simple as in dumping the oil on their head.
它是要前面要一个洁净，要献祭的，一步一步过来，要宰牛杀羊。
There is a ceremony involved.
因为养的这些人都是有罪的，他要靠这些来献祭，首先献祭洁净才能够被神膏。
They first have to offer sacrifices because Aaron and his sons, they're people, they're sinful, so they need to offer sacrifices to deal with their sins first before they were anointed.
所以我们主耶稣他就是在成了之后，在十字架上他一次献上，他是替罪的羔羊，为我们献上之后，他到了父那里，圣灵才能够被差遣下来。
You know, our Lord Jesus is the sacrificial lamb, and He offered it once and offered it for all.So when he has completed on the cross, he went to the Father, and the Father saw that it was done, and he sent the Holy Spirit.
好，那么我们看到的时候，我们再看下面一条圣经。那么是在使徒行传里面。
The next scripture we'll see is in the book of Acts.
使徒行传第一章第四节，耶稣和他们聚集的时候，吩咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。
Verse 4, gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father has promised.
约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
which he said, you heard of from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
刚才中文讲，这个是英文哈，这是英文在这里。那么我们看到，是我们的主耶稣基督再一次，他是受膏者，他再一次的告诉他的门徒们，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等待父所应许的。也就是说，他前面主耶稣所告诉他们一切的这个真理的圣灵。
So here's Jesus instructing his disciples to not leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father has promised them, which is the Helper, the Holy Spirit he had taught them before.
所以我们知道，主耶稣回到了父的身边的时候，在使徒行传后面看到圣灵就像浇灌下来。
And we see in the book of Acts, when Jesus returned to the Father poured down the Holy Spirit.
而这次是浇灌所有一切凡有血气的都要被浇灌。
And it was poured down on everyone.
可以说这是一个恩典。
It is really a grace that was outpoured.
一样，主耶稣他来到地上，我们有时候会说，哎呀，他出来侍奉，33岁半就上十字架。
We may think that Jesus he died young. He was only in his ministry until the age 33 and a half.
他常常说，有的时候你记得他说，我的时候还没有到，我的时候还没有到。
Oftentimes you remember he will say in the gospel books, my time is not here yet, it's not my time yet.
虽然阿巴父没有给他任何的时间的限制，可是他自己心里面知道阿巴父的心意，他有时间，他的时间就按照阿巴父的时间来做。
Even though God didn't say when is the right time, but Jesus senses that in his heart, when is the Father's time, when it's not the Father's time.
所以他并不因为父没有给他任何的或者极限限制，可是他积极的就一点都不浪费时间的去做。
But just because that God didn't give Jesus a timeline, Jesus knows in his heart he needs to diligently work toward the goal of the Father.
他来到地上来寻找一切失丧的人，把一件把会幕里面的每一件的材料都准备好。
He came to this world to seek those who are lost and to prepare all the articles of the tabernacle.
不但材料，而且把每一个器具都准备好。
Not just the material, but each utensil.
然后回到父的身边，告诉他一切都成了。
Then when he had sacrificed for himself to all, he went to the Father, and the Father saw that everything was done.
还记得他在十字架上说的吗？成了。
Remember he said on the cross, "It is finished."
他讲的这个指的是帐幕。
This is him saying the tabernacle is finished.
然后只有他说成了之后，父才差遣圣灵来告。每一个器具里面，所有的帐幕里面每一个器具，包括祭司。
Only after it is finished, the Father then anointed everyone and the tabernacle with his anointing oil.
所以我们在这里看到，我们知道我们都是有了祭司的身份，是按照我们主耶稣的被膏而来的。
We know that all of us have the position of priest because we are under the Lord Jesus.
因为他已经称我们为他的。弟兄和姐妹
because he has called us his brother and sisters.
他也说过，凡遵行父旨意的，就是我的母亲，我的弟兄姐妹。
And he also said, those who follow the commandment of the Lord is my father, is my mother, is my brother and sister.
所以我们在这里再来看到讲了约翰一书的时候，第二章。
In First John chapter two.
你们从那圣者受了恩膏，并且知道一切的事。
Verse 20 said, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you all know.
第二十七节，你们从主所受的恩膏常常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这因恩膏是真的，不是假的，你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里。
Verse 27, as for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things and is true and is not a lie,And just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
我们主耶稣已经告诉了我们这个恩膏。
The Lord Jesus taught us about this anointing oil.
就像阿巴父在对以色列人说的一样，他这油我要世世代代以为圣膏油。
Just like the Lord said to the Israelites, this oil is holy and it shall be holy to you and all your generations.
而且这膏油是圣的，你们也要以为圣。
You shall consider it holy.
所以我们现在我们。可以说我们每一个承认我们主的名的都有圣膏油在我们身上都被膏了
We have to realize all of us who are under the Lord's name we all have been anointed with oil, the holy oil
因为别的人不知道只有认识我们主的人知道 这个膏油才能在我们身上。
Only those who know the Lord know that the oil is on them.
那我们是不是也把它看作是圣的呢？
And are we considering it holy?
对，我们要看看，就是说神把它已经看作圣，这个圣灵，我们是不是很尊重，真是看到这个宝贵。
This Holy Spirit is holy to the Lord, but do we have the same respect to it?
所谓的宝贵就是说这是圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们是在一起为我们这些救恩所摆上、所做成的。
Do we consider it precious because it is really the work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that saved us all?
我们有没有看到这个圣灵的恩膏是经过了破碎，我们的主在十字架上面，他的身体裂开，他的血流出，他的血包括血水都流出来，才成了这个啊，成就了这个圣膏降在我们的身上。
Do you realize that you only receive this holy anointing oil after the sacrifice of the Lord, after His body was broken, His blood was shed for us?
那么，我们有没有在这里要等待？就是说，我们要等待神说的那句话，说正月初一要立起帐篷。
Do you wait for that day when the Lord said, on the first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle?
对吧？我们主耶稣已经上去报告一切工作做成了。
Our Lord Jesus has already reported that His work is finished.
那么我们在这里是否能够真是一起被膏，然后成圣？
And are we all anointed and consecrated?
那么换句话说，神他还是没有给我们什么时间。
The Lord still doesn't give us a timeline.
他只说正月初一。
He just said the first day of the first month.
他没有说哪一年。
He didn't say which year.
主耶稣也告诉我们，那个日子他来回来日子他都不知道。
And the Lord also said the day of His return, He Himself does not know.
你从这个在埃出埃及，就我们读到这里面，从父在那个时候告诉以色列人，包括到现在，有没有看见神给我们这个时间的恩典
？So all in all this time in the Bible, do you see the amount of time the Lord has given us under His grace?
对，我们常常在这里，我们需要求主啊，你给我们啊，在这里更好的啊时啊多点时间，让我们寿数也能够更长。
We sometimes ask the Lord to give us more time so we can learn and we can study more.
神是给的。
The Lord has given us time.
但我们自己有没有真实把它看作是恩典？有没有尊重这个恩典
？But do we see it as grace from the Lord? Are we taking this time as precious?
对，我在这里讲的当然包括我自己。
I'm saying all these things, including myself.
对啊，我们知道圣灵已经在我们身上，我们在受洗，我们在认识我们的主的时候，他已经降在我们身上。
We know that we're given the Holy Spirit when we were baptized, when we're saved.
但是我们真正的有没有把它看作是圣的？有没有听他的在这里的劝威
？But do you regard him as holy? Do you listen to him?
我们是不是甘心情愿的，愿意在这里跟那个时候以色列人一样，在这里做神的工？
Are you willingly doing the work of the Lord like the Israelites did?
我们要讲到做神的工的时候，什么是神的工，什么是我们自己的工。
And we also have to recognize what is the Lord's work and what is our own work.
或者说什么是属肉体的，或者什么是属灵的。
Or what is of the flesh and what is of the spirit.
那么我在这里借用一下，就是马丁路德在这里的一段话。
I want to refer to a quote from Martin Luther.
他说肉体是指一个人的生活和工作，或里面或外面，都是为了服侍肉体，为了肉体的好处和今生的好处。
He says a person is flesh who inwardly and outwardly lives only to do those things which are of use to the flesh and to the temporal existence.
那么指灵呢？指的是指一个人的生活、工作，里面或外面，都服侍圣灵与将来的圣灵。
A person is spirit, who inwardly and outwardly lives only to do those things which are of use to the spirit and to the life to come.
所以也就是说，你不能光空看这个工作啊，你在波音或者你在微软工作啊，这个是不属灵。
So what you where you work, whether you work for Microsoft or Boeing, that's not your spiritual work.
或者说啊，你在教会啊，你包括在讲台上面站讲台，你就是属灵。
Or do you think if you're standing here at the pulpit, then you're all spiritual?
我们来看一下那个。还记得不记得我们主耶稣他在上十字架的时候他给门徒洗脚
Remember when Jesus before he went on the cross he washed his disciples feet
在看这人看来同样是洗脚他就给门徒洗脚
It's him washing his disciples feet
他这个就是属灵的
That is his spiritual work
他这个是服侍圣灵和将来的圣灵
That is him serving the Holy Spirit
包括彼得打鱼
Or when Peter was out fishing
是他后来打鱼就是说在主耶稣叫他主耶稣复活时叫他说 你把网撒下去。
When Jesus told him where to cast his net.
但他一上来不想撒，但后来为了顺服，他撒了。
First he didn't believe him, then because he wanted to obey the Lord, he did.
同样打鱼，但是是主耶稣叫他打的，他这个是顺服，他这个就是属灵的。
Same act of fishing. If you're doing what the Lord asks you to do, then that work is from the Spirit.
同样一样，我们如果在教会里面，哪怕你是吸地毯、修验器具、搬个椅子，对吧？清洁。
As for the work within the church, whether you're vacuuming the floors or you're fixing some electrical things or you're putting the chairs together,
这个不是为了肉体的好处和今生的好处。
This is not you working toward your flesh or your temporal existence in this world.
因为这个是服侍圣灵，包括与将来的生命。
This is the service in the spirit, and this is working toward the life to come.
所以我们在这里看到，因为我们要把神给我们的时间。怎么能够真正的把它用起来，知道是神给我们的恩典。
So let's think about how we can use this precious time the Lord has given us to work toward His goal.
我们在这里也是一样，我们看我们每一个人是否属灵，还是说还是属肉体，不是看你受洗了一年、两年，或者你是十年、十五年、二十年、三十年。
In order to examine a person, if a person is of the flesh or of the spirit, it's not based on how many years you've been baptized.
我们神所看的真是你的心的甘心乐意。
What the Lord wants to see is whether or not you're serving Him out of your heart.
你是真正的多少时间你是跟神在一起的。
How much of your time is spent with the Lord?
如果你在包括你在 读圣经，如果你是真是像灵粮一样的吃进去，这个就是是属灵的。
If you're reading the Bible as if you're eating spiritual food, you're trulyfeeling like it's a spiritual food, then you're doing a spiritual work.
如果你是在读圣经只是为了来增长自己的知识来做批评，这也就不属。
If you're reading the Bible in order to further your knowledge or be able to judge and criticize, then it's your fleshly work.
因为这个都不是服侍将来的生命，这可能也只是为了今生的好处。
It might be good for your temporal existence, but it's no good for your life to come.
包括我自己也是93年受洗。
I was baptized in 1993.
可以说到今年快要17年。
It's now coming upon 17 years.
我自己也真是好好想想，这17年都能算吗
？As I think back on my 17 years, how much of it really count?
把这些里面真正是在这里服侍圣灵和将来生命的，有没有一个月都不知道
？How much of it? Maybe not even a month of that time among the 17 years.Is spent doing things for the spirit and for my life to come.
我们再回想一下，我们主他没有给我们时间的限制。
Remember, the Lord does not give us a deadline.
他一年一年又给了我们。
Year after year, He gives us time graciously.
我们读圣经的，我们知道圣灵用说不出的叹息在为我们祷告。
And we all know that the Scripture says that the Spirit groans for us with voice we cannot hear.
所以我们知道不知道我们神的心情。是什么样的心情
？So do you know what our Lord feels for us？
我们要了一年，再继续要。我们有多少真正是尊这个圣灵为圣的
？We take a year after year from the Lord, but how much of it do we live spiritually for His goal？
所以我们常常有话说，律法是摩西带来的，只有恩典是我们主耶稣所带来的。
We know that the law came through Moses, but grace came through Jesus.
实际上我们在父神在以色列人出埃及记忆的时候，他没有给他任何时间做这个帐幕。
When the Israelites when they were building the tabernacle, they were not given a time limit.
包括我们主耶稣到现在，他没有告诉我们他什么时间就一定要回来。
Just like now, Jesus never said to us when he's going to come back.
他是在等待。
He's still waiting.
他是在等待那一天，我们都能说正月初一帐幕就要立起来。
He's waiting for that day when we all can say, on the first day of the first month, we're ready to put up the tabernacle.
难道你说主耶稣他不愿意尽早回来吗
？Do you not think that the Lord Jesus wants to come back sooner rather than later?
当然愿意。
Of course, he desires to.
但他来的时候，他能说什么呢
？But what can he say if he comes?
如果我们还没有准备好
，If we're not ready, what can he say?
因为已经看见神的恩典，他给了说给了，就一直在给。
So through His grace, He continues to give us time.
但我们啊，每一个真是蒙恩典的人，我们认识我们主的人，就不能因为主给我们这样恩典，我们一直在认识我们的主上面闲懒不结果子。
But for us, just because God gives us time, it doesn't mean that we can continue to be lazy, in our walk, in producing a fruit.
所以我们不能再把这个时间一年一年的看得那么平常了。
We cannot just view this time that the Lord gives us year after year as ordinary.
我们像犹太人在以色列的时候，他们如果不顺服神，神给的时间也确实很多，一给他们四十年。
The Israelites, when they were disobeying the Lord, the Lord gave them a lot of time. He gave them 40 years.
给四十年在旷野里面转。
He gave them 40 years of wandering.
但是主耶稣他只要三年半出来侍奉。
But Jesus only needed 3.5 years.
神只给他三年半。
That's all the time he needs from the Lord.
这些就是神所给的，我们的主耶稣基督为我们所舍上。
This is what the Lord Jesus had done for us.
我们在这里也有姐妹我们在分享，就是说。他现在的日子不是按照一年一年算，按照一天一天的那个算。
We've heard from some sisters who share that she's not counting her days by years anymore, but by days.
所以我们真是愿意，我们兄弟姐妹每一个人，无论是年轻的、年长的，因为在年轻的人，你可以看到前面有很多很多几十年都有，但是我们能够一天一天的来算。
So whether you're old or young, especially for young people who think that the years, there are many years to come, to remember to count their days.
真是让我们从我们心里甘心情愿的。要来服侍我们的主
，and to serve Him willingly from our hearts，
而且按照一切主所吩咐的去做
，and to do according to what He has commanded，
而且不是因为他的给我们恩典，我们把这时间看作平常
，and to not view this time that He has given us as ordinary，
真正把它看作是至圣的
，but to view as precious，
这圣灵给我们是至圣的
，the Holy Spirit is precious，
真是让我们能够听见我们的阿巴父说正月初一。这个真帐幕要立起来。
We want to hear our Father say on the first day of the first month, this true tabernacle is ready to be set up.
如果你到启示录的时候看的时候，那个帐幕里面说，神的帐幕在人间。
In Revelation, you will see that God does say His tabernacle is among us.
我们真是愿神的旨意成就。
We want His will to be done.
也求神的祝福在我们当中。
We ask for His blessings to be among us.
因为我们知道圣灵他已经膏了我们。
The Holy Spirit has already anointed all of us.
我们可以闻到他的香味。
We can sense His fragrance.
我们也要让他的香味在我们身上传出去。
But we want His fragrance to flow out from us.
凡碰到的，凡挨到的，都成为圣。
And all those who encounter us will sense it as well.
好，让我们弟兄姐妹一起真是来在这里，真是来顺服在我们神的下面。
Let's all encourage each other to abide in the Lord, to obey Him.
让主告诉我们说。一切都是满意的，说成了。
We want to satisfy His heart to let it be finished.
所以正月初一
，On the first day of the first month，
立起帐幕
，shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. That will be our goal.
谢谢主的恩典。
We thank the Lord's grace.